I have to do something particular this morning with you and for you to assure you that no matter how the tides turn in this world system, that God is still in control. I don't know about you, but I need to know that. I need to know that man is not in control. And I definitely need to know Satan not in control. And so by divine inspiration of the Holy Ghost, I'm given a way to assure you, to build your confidence. I'm going to pray with you this morning, but there's a way God showed me how to build your confidence no matter what come on the news, no matter how bad things seem to be getting, that you still know that your Father is in control. There will be people who do not know are going to have heart problems. They're going to suffer from oppression and depression because at this hour, religion won't work. It's relationship with the Father, with the Son, with the Holy Spirit, with the kingdom that is within you is the only way you're going to be able to stand and listen to me, stand strong, not barely standing. Nobody won't barely stand, but stand strong in the Lord and the power of his might. So I want you to get your Bibles and start heading to the altar. Your Bibles and head to the altar. Turn to Psalm 46. This is what I'm going to pray about this morning, Psalm 46. It's by divine inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He came to me and told me, say, I want my people to hear this and I want you to pray for them. So they will recognize that no matter what they're dealing with, it's only temporary. I'm still God. I created a word this morning. I can't wait to share this new word I got put in my dictionary. You must not let technology take the place of superknowledge. Yeah. God was doing it before they ever tried to do that. You understand? Yeah. And so we need to know, we need to have courage because politically, they're out of their mind. I don't know if you watch any of this stuff. This stuff is, they have fought the President of the United States for a whole time he was in office. It's sad. And he have done the best job that any president ever done. He just so happened to be black, but I just got, you know. And he did it without them. I think he just caught another guy, another wild man. Put him under. And so, you know, God said he's not going to have a dictator in office. And so in this 46th Psalm, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Did it say absent or present? Oh, present help. So God presently can help me. Right? No matter what's going on. You need to know that because I'm going to pray about that. See, I don't care what you're going through. I don't even care if you made a mistake. God will forgive you. All right, watch the next verse. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountain be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Now that word Salah means pause calmly and quietly. Do not be disturbed. Pause calmly and quietly. Do not be disturbed. For you know who is in control. And you're connected to him. This is wonderful news, isn't it? Now, I'm not doing this just on a pastoral basis of a preaching engagement. This is what the Lord told me to tell his people. You have people all over the world watching us today. Some people heart failing. Some people troubled about all the things you want to do. They're trying to put men and women in the same bathroom. That ain't God. Verse 4 says, there is a river. The stream whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is. In the midst of her, she shall not be moved. Why? God shall what? Help her. And that's right early. Listen, the heathen rage, the kingdom will move. He uttered his voice, the earth melt. I feel the Holy Ghost. Verse 7. Look at verse 7. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Take another break. That's what Salah means. Take another break. Think about that. Don't care how it look, my sisters and brothers. It's subject to change. Are y'all hearing me? Don't care how it look. Everything is subject to change. Let's read about it. Because going to a voice that I want you to have. It's going to a verse I really want you to have to sum it all up. Verse 8 says, come behold the works of the Lord. What desolation he has made in the earth. He maketh walls to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. In other words, ain't nobody gonna win this war. But then in verse 10, my God. By God in heaven. If you're a Christian, and if you're not happy right now, something extremely wrong with you. We're talking about the God. Listen, he says, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, fret not yourself because of evil doer. What did he say they'll be? They'll soon be what? Cut off. Be still and know that I'm God. Not only am I God, but he says, I will be exalted among the heathen. Are you hearing it? Are you hearing it? He said, I will be exalted in the earth. Not in heaven, in the earth. Who you think he's going to do that through? I have no hand but your hand. I have no feet but your feet. I have no mind to use but your mind. You are my representative in the earth realm. I'm going to use you to stop this mess. You follow what he's saying? God always had him a remnant. He always had him a people that he could talk to and put his power in and send them out into his realm, doing signs and wonders and miracles. There are moments of exaltation must take place in the body of Christ. This is one of those moments. So whenever you look at the news again, use the word too late. I've heard something better than this. You follow what I'm saying? We the church have to know this. We have to know this. We have to understand this. He said, be still, know I'm God. I'll be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Pause again. He told us pause three times. And then he said, be still. Be still and pause. Now, the political affairs of life, we have a right to pray that somebody come and get in that obeys God. And the neighborhood that you live in has a right to be under protective service. But you got to know that. Because I live here. Angels are always flying in this neighborhood. We have to know this. Tell somebody next to you, you have to know this. Lift holy hands all over the place. Let's take care of the election. Whoever get in there, they're going to act right. are they going to die? The church has so much authority.
So much authority.
The church has so much authority.
Yes, sir.
Father, we read your word this morning. You brought us by divine inspiration to bless this body, to understand no matter what they're up against, you bigger than that. I thank you for these precious people, both the members of this church and every visitor that is in this house today and people around the world by internet and TV. That the anointing rests now. Not only the Holy Ghost, but the Holy Ghost and fire set upon each believer. As we open this service this morning, it's a wonderful opening, Lord. We praise you with song. Now we have authority. You say, whatsoever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Jesus, you say, whatsoever we loose on earth is loose in heaven. We loose the power of the Holy Ghost. The fruit of the Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit. We loose an anointing upon every child of God and the sound of my voice upon this house that your name can be represented. Bless this thy people. Bless them with courage, enthusiasm, hope, expectation. Woo! Let the fire fall. In this service, we give you thanks. That every person who need healing, receive healing. Every family that have confusion, it'll be straightened out today. Every financial need will be met. Lord, I bless the Honor family. They come here by bus. They came here by coach. They're here this morning. I bless every one of them in a special way. I bless their home. I bless their bodies. I bless their business. Whatever. I bless their children, their grandchildren. Wow! Thank you. We're one Father's children, one Lord, one faith. One baptism. Thank you for being in our midst today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shake hands with some people. Make them at home. Go. The Bible says, study to show yourself approval. A workman not needing to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You know that's in the Bible, right? In Luke chapter 9, another verse we need to look at, because I believe as Christians, we look at too many inadequacies. We look at too many can'ts. Look at too many I don't know how. There's a divine urgency that is in the spirit world that the church come to a reality of who she really is. And individual Christians begin to recognize and come to realization of the power the Father has placed in them through the Son. Did you get that? The power that the Father has placed in them through the Son, and have given somebody called the Holy Spirit to enforce that power in you. I believe that we have been taught too much of denial, too much sacrificing. And sometimes we're over in Jesus' place, who have already paid the perfect sacrifice for me to be somebody else. Did you hear that? For me to be somebody else. Not who I was, but who I am. Those of you who are taking notes, I want you to write this down, because this is going to be revolutionary in the church apostolically. Three sets of statements you're going to write down. I am, I can, I will. I am, I can, I will. Jesus this morning took me to a passage and told me, I want you to further study this passage and to bring into the midst of my people a better understanding of this passage, that they can get some of their power back. A lot of power we lost through religion and denominational relationships. Instead of moving further in the Spirit and listening to what the Holy Spirit is saying to us, listen, after the cross, after the resurrection, after the ascension, after the seated position Jesus took, there's another life available. And many of us still living before the cross. And we're not functioning. Watch this word. Functioning. Watch the next word now. And flowing. Watch the next word. And fulfilling the great commission that has been given to us by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Go ye in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He give us that authority. Whatsoever you bind on earth, I bind in heaven. See. But that is on the other side of the cross. So we've got to take what's on the front side and the back side and bring it together. Hear what the Spirit of God said me to tell you? There's a new life for you that is nearer than you think. You're not going to live the old way no more. All of your insufficiencies die today. Gone. Because we got a mighty name. Whatsoever you ask in my name, didn't he say it? What did he say? I'll do it. You don't have to do it. I'll do it. This passage in Luke 9:23. We didn't move. We didn't move from here. They didn't understand when this happened. This has happened. Once and for all. So you don't have to keep doing it over every day. This have happened. Now you got to live on the other side of the happening. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. Now I want to put a teaching in here now. I want to put a teaching in here. What I say I want to do? Deny his old self. We're going around denying the new self. Deny the old creature. My brothers and sisters, 2 Corinthians 5:17 said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, what he is? What happened? Behold what? Could it be that the church been denying the new creature? Trying to be humble, trying to sacrifice, trying to say, I can't do it and I can't do that. No, I am, I can, and I will. I'm going to prove it by the scripture. Suffering unnecessarily. Write that down. Many of y'all have suffered unnecessarily, and I want to use a word here that will change your life forever. A word, a position that God put us in that money can't buy. You know what that position is? Choice. Anything come in my life, I have a choice. What is my choice? I can agree with what God already has done, or I can agree with the situation I'm dealing with. Here's, I don't know whether you know it, you got another pastor. I went into another phase of my ministry. All right. Here's the key to this thing. God said to tell you, I cannot make the choice for you. If you make the choice, I'll see to it that it come to pass. I can't make the choice, but I can show you the choice in my word. And if you make the choice, then I'm obligated to make it come to pass for you. And then remember, nobody can stop me. Because if whatever choice you make, if it don't exist, I'm going to create it for you. Come on, Apostle. Then if it's already here, I don't have to create it. I'm going to act a miracle to put it in your hand. Struggling, denying ourselves, thinking we are in humility, but we're in deception. And those things have held us back from really enjoying the Lord and enjoying who we really are as Christian, as if somebody else in some other aspect can have more joy than us. See, the world is front their pledge in front of us as if they got more joy than we have. You can't have much joy at a football game than you can have up in here. This joy is unspeakable and full of glory, man. This joy never runs out. Football gonna run out. Basketball gonna run out. All colleges and universities is gonna run out. Ooh, Dwayne, I'm glad to see you, boy. Great God Almighty. Made my day. And boy, you in for a day, too. I am.
I can.
I will.
I'm already what God said I am.
I'm not trying to become a Christian. I got to walk it out now.
In power.
In the Holy Ghost.
In much assurance.
Excuse me from Holly, but I just. The dimension and the dominion of your life changed today. Just listen at me. If you listen at me, see, I went in another phase of my ministry prophetically. As a prophet. That I am his successor. And the Lord remind me, I want you to get into that vein of your ministry. And he said, I've designed you to do double what he did. Now, Jesus said this. He said to them all, you with me? If any man come after me, all right, Lord, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Let's see how can we do that. Turn to Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I got some off the world. You know you say off the wall things to say to you? I got some off the world things to say to you today. Every person under the sound of my voice will never be the same. You may even try to be the same, but you're not going to be able to. You'll notice there'll be more pause in my ministry. In the prophetic ministry, you can't run. You got, because God, in between, God talked with you. Yes, sir. So you, if you see me pause, it doesn't mean I forgot something to say. I just want to know if what I said need to be said. Yes. Galatians 2 and 20. Now, you got to remember what we just read now. Because now we're on the other side of the Jesus before the cross. And Jesus said, deny yourself. See, nobody wasn't born again then. So you need to deny yourself. What we're suffering from is an identity crisis. And there's a crucified I. And they have a resurrected eye. What's it? We're going to low coat press sika. Hapanisuka now. The Lord says this is not only a partnership, but you have sonship. You're not my partner. You're my children. You have my fiber in you. You have my favor on you everywhere you go. If you let it happen on the inside, people are going to recognize who you are on the outside. Your power is within. I like this one, it just rhymes. Your power is within, not in your skin. Where your power at? Let me give you three positions going to happen to you now because of what we're doing now. Harmonious conditions will flow in your life like a river. Harmonious condition. Number two, you're going to have consistently agreeable surrounding. Wow. And you're going to have all the best. Let me say it another way. You're going to have, write it this way. And from this day forward, you're going to have the best of everything. Write it down. Don't be scared. Write it down. God dug it. I don't care what things look like now. God dug it. Write it down. You here, aren't you? Harmonious condition, agreeable surrounding, and the best of everything. Now, who would turn that down? That's what the Father provided through Jesus for his children, through his blood, and then give us his name to invoke it. All confusion, all defeat is from the outside. If you face it from the inside, the Bible said there's a greater one live on the inside of you. Didn't it? Is this real or what? Is the greater one in me or what? But if the greater one in me, nothing can come against me can be greater. We have given up our right trying to be humble. Humbleness is trusting God. Humbleness is not me physically trying to do something to look like I'm weak. I'm just going to preach a few minutes today. But whatever I preach, I want it to be in the newspaper of your life. I want you to be to read it and read it and read it and see it. And know, oh my Lord, and know that I will not be the fly on the wall no more, because I'm a child of the living God and I'm supposed to live in power. This world can put its fly swatter up when it comes to me. So let's put it, get Galatians 2:20 again. On the other side of the cross. Because we've got to get this resurrected eye moving. I am crucified with Christ. Amen.
Amen.
But then he goes on to say, didn't stop there. Nevertheless, I live. I live. You don't see how he said me deny that I right there? I live. Then he said, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. Look like Christ living in the I. And the life which I now live, say I now live, I now live, I now live. Now, I didn't aim to say all this, but watch this. The life that I now live, there's two scriptures that are going to wrap this up that the Holy Ghost just brought to me. If you don't understand this resurrection life you're living, the I now life, I'm living. Who else gonna do it? And then you cannot, for lack of better words, y'all just have mercy on me. You cannot collect Ephesians 3:20 if you don't know that. You cannot collect Hebrews 11:1 if you don't know that. Those are not heaven voices. Those are heaven on earth voices. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask or think, according to the power, see that? That working in me. No power working in me, you can't have the first part of that voice. Now, look at Hebrews 11:1. Now faith. There is a substance that we operate in, nobody else can. There is a divine substance. You hear me, Carolyn? There's a divine, I'm talking to my wife, 45 years in June. She know it. She know it is operating in us. There's a divine substance that only the believer can operate in. What I say? In that substance is everything. Every miracle. Every blessing. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I don't see it, but I have it. Why? Because God said so. Say God said so. Because God said so. See, we must move, Pat, from religion to realization. God, if you were singing the Baptist church, my God is real. Yeah, he got to become real before you can receive. You can't have a religious God, a traditional God, a God that can't be touched.
Come on.
So back. Oh, I'm not going to get far today. You're going to see this many times now. Because a valve been opened.
Glory.
I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Now go to the next verse. Because it's so important. The first statement and the next verse is so important. I will not what? And that's what we've been doing to a certain degree. Accepting mess, accepting what Satan and this system and what people try to say to us that we can't do, can't be, can't have. I can be what I want to be. I can do what I want to do. And I can have what I want to have because of Jesus. Not because of me, because of Jesus. So, wow, this is what the Lord said. I want to stop your being from frustrating. What that fan that turned back and forward? Oscillated? Yeah, I want to stop your life from oscillating. You don't know where you... Let's get one blow going. That's what the Holy Ghost said. You know how your life's one day you're up, one day you're down, one day you're happy, next day you're sad, one day you're glad, the next day you're mad, one day you got plenty of money, next day you're broke. Tired of this mess. I want one blow. One flow. But you cannot. Oh, yeah, I see, Lord. Look at the first word in this text. Now, listen very carefully. You listen, young lady? Huh? This is the resurrected eye. Because the other eye always frustrates the grace of God. I do not frustrate the grace of God. All right, now go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and put your pen in verse 10. Say, I am.
I am.
I can.
I can.
I will.
I will.
Now that's in everything you face from now on. Because of what Christ has done. Because of what the blood of Jesus has done. Because of the gift the Father has given to me in his only begotten Son. Because of 40 days later, he sent another power called the Holy Spirit to live on the inside of me. I am, I can, and I will. If I don't do it, nobody gonna do it. If I don't do it, Christ can't do it. Christ works through me. I give him praise. I give him glory. Whatever happened in my life, I give all the glory to God and all the praise to the Lord Jesus Christ. But I got to move out. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, your mind is an instrument of your eye.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Your body,
yes, sir,
is an instrument of your resurrected eye.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Come on, man.
Actually, shocking news, Hazel. Your eye now is spiritual. See, what they're going to do is going to curtail you from denying everything. Just denying everything. No, there's a divine self-awareness. Satan. No, not Satan. You. Been killing yourself,
yep, that's right,
killing your life,
right,
killing your victory,
yep,
killing your joy, killing abundance in you. You doing it?
Yep, right.
You know why I didn't say it? And why I say Satan not doing it? You stronger than Satan.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
right.
The Christ in you,
yeah,
the God in me,
right,
is stronger,
right,
than the Satan around me.
Right.
Satan don't live in me.
Right.
He live in you. All right, let me ask you a question. He said, well, he ain't preaching. Yes, I am. You just never heard no preaching. Every problem that a attempt to come to you gonna face a new you. Don't try to handle nothing from the outside. The outside is only the effect and the condition that came from a call. Every effect is a call. What caused that to happen? Anytime Satan get ahead of you, in some way, or this war get ahead of you in some way, you came out.
Yep. That's right.
And start living through your senses, living on the outside,
yep,
living through circumstances, living through situations,
yep,
living through what he said, living through what she said, living through what said, what Jesus said, what Jesus is saying on the inside of me. My power, Robert, my power, my power, troop, my power is on the inside of me. My power, my greatness, my victory. I'm an overcomer from the inside. I win all the time. I already have won. Thanks be to God. Let's give me the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. You can't put pressure under pressure. The pressure on the inside of me, the pressure of the cross, the pressure of the blood of Jesus, the pressure of the resurrection, the pressure of the seated position, the pressure of glory, the pressure of heaven, the pressure of God, the pressure of the Holy Ghost is on the inside of me. You can't put pressure on me. I press toward the mark. I'm the pressure. Look, Loretta, you can't put pressure on the higher pressure. The higher pressure break the resistance of the lower pressure. You got the greatest pressure on the inside of you. Oh, my goodness. Talking about you under pressure. Under what pressure? I'll blow you out of here. The same pressure that burst Jesus' tomb. The same pressure that burst Jesus out of that grave is on the inside of me. Woo! I am.
I can.
And I will. I'm not under pressure. The sinner under pressure. I'm not under pressure. Them folks out in the street under pressure. Trying to put the church under pressure. How you going to put me under pressure? And I rose from the dead. In him, I live, I move, and I have my being. Who can stop him from living? Who can stop him from moving? Who can stop him from being? Well, if you can't stop him, wow, man. You heard it? You hearing it? All right, Lord. I want to read the scripture in 1 Corinthians 15, but I can't read it right now. Go to Philippians 4, 13. Let's see what we're going to do with this scripture. Philippians 4, 13. What are we going to do with this? Is God lying? Well, where your can'ts come from? I can't have this. I can't go there. I can't do it. Where did you get your can't from? Who gave you your can't? Who told you that? Put that down. Put that can't down. Put that can down. You don't have to live in the same condition your 200-year-old aunt lived in. Why are you satisfied where you are anyway? And you're serving an infinite God. He's unlimited. Tell somebody he's unlimited. Don't tell him, don't ever forget. The God we serve is unlimited. And he's my God. Therefore, I'm unlimited. Ooh, Jesus. Now notice what this voice says. I. Not God. Not Jesus. Not the Holy Spirit. Even though because I'm in them, they are involved. But in my resurrected I can do all things through Christ. What strengthened me? I got a strength going through me. That's empowering me to live as a child of the living God. I'm a son. I'm a daughter. I'm in the family. You know, nobody asking you about your sin because you already know your sin. The Lord already told you about your sin. You know what you got to get straightened out. Philippians 2:13. Don't have to do it by myself. Don't have to do it in my own strength. I got somebody working with me. Watch this. Whatsoever I do, is God doing it? I dare you start giving God the credit for your life. And I dare you start giving God credit for everything that happened in your life. Boy, God will start doing some things in your life that you never thought you could do. Because God looking for somebody he can use. For it is God which worketh in you both to. First Thessalonians 5:23-24. I want to make sure you understand it's God. I want to make sure you understand this is God. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit, look at it, and soul and body be preserved blameless to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Go to the next verse. Ooh. Ooh. Faithful is he that calleth you. What? Let him do it, man. When something come on your heart that you want to have, that was God put it on there.
That's right, sir.
I dare you believe me for it. Then he go on and do it, you see. Now, y'all, I got to find me another church here. Go back to 1 Corinthians 15 now. Let's read this verse so we can get this eye stuff straight. But by the grace of God, I am. Look at it now. Come on. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. I am what I am. What's the ingredient in there? What ingredient you put in there? Grace. All right? And his grace, which was bestowed on me, was not in vain, but I labor more abundant than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. All right. Let me put some plugs in here. Let me plug this thing up here. I got to close, man. I don't want to keep this girl family to the church too long. See, you brought me that church, we stay there all day long. No, we ain't going to stay all day long. I'm hungry, too. I ain't started preaching yesterday. I've been preaching a little while. Stand up, I want to seal something in your life. Put that first seal on the board. I want this seal in your life. A powerful transition of life is calling for you today. To live in the full measure of grace and faith that the Lord Jesus has already provided for you. Say, I'm listening.
I'm listening.
Listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit today. Listen to the voice of your spirit and listen to the voice of your renewed mind, which will activate your soul in the full will of God.
Glory. I receive it.
I receive.
Hallelujah.
I receive.
Glory.
Lord, have mercy. Because it's of no avail what the Holy Spirit does or what your spirit does if your soul is not connected properly. Let your soul right well know it. Beloved, I wish above all things you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. Your soul consists of your mind. Your mind is the watchman at the gate of your soul. Your emotion, your feeling, your will, your intellect, your conscience, and your imagination has to be connected. You have to use your imagination.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Your imagination is a supernatural catalog.
Yes, sir. Wow. Wow. All right,
how far? You can order things through your imagination.
That's good.
You can see yourself with it through your imagination. That's a gift God give us. You can be somewhere before you get there in your imagination. I saw myself in Hawaii and finally I was there. I saw myself in Jerusalem and finally I was there. I see myself in Las Vegas right now. Not to gamble, just to walk around and look at our stuff they're using. Let me seal you again. Second seal. You need a sealing. I need a sealing. The Holy Spirit, seal is in me, Holy Spirit. Listen, children. All blockage and all bondage are being removed from your life at this moment. This is a utopia moment to rejoice. I say rejoice. For the day of refreshing has come. My presence will be known by those who yield to the revelation and realization of my true will and true blessing that I'm releasing on my people at this hour. Y'all receive it? Look what he said next. You are right in the midst of it. Say, I'm right in the midst of it. He talking to me? I receive it. It says here, don't sit around and not receive what I'm doing in your midst. No, catch it. And flow with it. Wave your hand if you heard it. I'm going to seal you one more time. These are prophetical words. These seals are prophetical words that God spoke in my spirit. So they're not a poem. They're not just something to jump by one time. Is to implement them, live by, thank you, live by. Implement them in your life. Yes. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
That you implement these things in your life and you'll start seeing things that you don't want just fall away.
Yes.
Some of you women might have husbands like they don't want to come home, they just come on home.
Yes,
but I tell you something let me tell you something about getting your husband to come home. Stop fussing. Caldonia is calling him honey. you better call him something nice. Who, Caldonia? Caldonia is the woman in the street. Caldonia tell him, oh, how sweet you are. And you get on, he get on you. You ain't nothing. Now, if I don't know how I got this. If he's running around or if he's going out instead of late at night, every night, and you start saying, honey, I love you and how sweet you are, he going to get scared. He said, what is woman up to, huh? But you see, you can't whoop love. Can't beat love. Love is undefeated, right? Love never fails, right? I heard that. Preach to him, I heard that. Now, I'm going to seal you one more time. Put the other seal up. Boy, listen. Know that you are a blessing at all times, going somewhere to happen. As you go, my presence goes with you as your breaker. That goes before you. I'm breaking up everything that's trying to hold you back. I'm breaking up everything that's trying to hold you down. I'm breaking up everything that's trying to divide your family. I'm breaking it up right now. I call all families into unity right now in the name that is above every name. Caledonia died today. Break her leg. Lay up in the hospital a while. I don't care, man. No one will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. You are now ready to live a life of total freedom. Move into it and shout for the Lord. Shout for the Lord. You got a few minutes? I've been preaching 47 minutes. You got a few minutes? Sit down. Write these notes. These are notes Barbara don't get her hand on. Write down the I within. The inner I. The resurrected I identity. Write this. There's a divine I in me. I saw you, Craig. Craig said, divine I in me. That's divine I in me. We have been so busy crucifying ourselves in the church, we haven't given ourselves a chance to live. We waited on God to move, and God is saying the choice is yours. Y'all with me yet? And I give you my word early, you can't let technology replace superology. And if you have... I told him in a meeting the other day, God been texting me all the while. Before the text came out, I've been getting texts. You don't believe me? Huh? You don't believe me? You don't believe me I had text before technology come out? It's a text. Choose your text. You must be exposed to the mystery of the I principle or the I life without being afraid of the flesh. Self-denial, sacrificing, the warring mentality have been placed on the church, calling it humility when it's really a deception. I'm almost through. I'm almost through. The selfish I and the righteous I are not the same. Why many Christians can't catch a grip on their life? Why many Christians can't catch a grip on their life? Is religion and righteousness cannot live in the same place. Sometimes we deny ourselves so much we deny God. Wow. Wow. Deny him the privilege of doing for us what he's trying to do. Yes. Wow. Oh, Lord, I'm so unworthy. Wow. Oh, Lord, I'm so weak. Wow. Yep. Come on. Lord, I made so many mistakes. Yep. He knew that before you were born. Yep. Who in your haven't made no mistake? Now, the Holy Ghost said to me, Jesse, when he talked about this I, on the other side of the cross. Somebody got to do it. He said, this is the missing mystery that can take you out of all your misery. If you only recognize who you are in Christ, begin to say, I can do this. See, you depend on his strength. Christ. Can I preach to this church? Preach to this people and tell them there's another side of God. My I living is the power of the supernatural, of the new creature. First thing you must do is get rid of the identity crisis and come to grip with who you are in Christ Jesus the Lord, and don't forget or forfeit the gift of grace and faith. There's a lot of scripture down here. Went over some of them, but I can't get to all of them. That's right, I can come back another Sunday and do this, huh? I know the difference between the crucified I and the resurrected I. Got it? And you must learn how, you listening? To wear the I can anointing. Learn how to wear the I can anointing. When you say you're wearing the I can anointing, you know you're not doing it. But you're part of what's being done. You must learn to flow in the perfect I will anointing. You must make the right choices. God will set it before you, but you must make the choice. I wish I had time. In Deuteronomy 30, write it down. I'm closing right here. Deuteronomy 30, verse 15 and 16, and verse 19 and 20. I want you to read that today, not tomorrow, today. And then Luke 10, 41 and 42. Stand on your feet. I want you to read that today. I want you to read that while you're eating or some read it. You must make the right choices, but God will not set it. God will set it before you, but you must make the choice. And you read them scriptures, you're going to see what I'm talking about. Stand up. I need to say it again? I see people trying to copy off somebody. You say, what you got, girl? What are we supposed to be reading? You must make the right choices. It's up on the board. Well, you're talking about the scriptures, though, right? Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 15 and 16. I'll probably take up that on our next session, and 19 and 20 in the same opening, and then Luke 10, 41 through 42. Read those and see wherever you are now, you made the choice. Or you let somebody else on your job made a choice for you. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Let some hands go in there. Come on, praise us, get up here. Oh, Lord, we thank you. What a word we've heard today. My. Lord, you're waiting on me to move. I've been asking you to do this, do that, do that. He said, it's your move. I made my move. It's your move. See it in my word. And claim it as your own. And I'll see to it that it manifests and demonstrates in your life. Be healed. Be whole. Be well. Be blessed. Be happy. Be full of joy. Live life to its fullness. Oh God, we thank you. I see the blood running down that cross. I see Jesus hanging there. Paying for everything. Everything paid for. All the blessing paid for. The good life is paid for. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you're here today and you need to accept Christ as your personal Savior, I ask you to come to the altar.